Have you ever opened your phone just to check one notification and suddenly realized you've been scrolling for way longer than you planned? That's not just you, and it's not an accident. According to research from psychologist Gloria Mark at the University of California, the average attention span on screens has dropped significantly over the past two decades, largely due to constant digital interruptions and social media use. So what is social media actually doing to our attention, our mental health, and the way we communicate with each other? In this episode, I'm going to break down how platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube are reshaping the way we focus, feel, and interact every day. My name is Nicholas Lee, and this is Know It All. Let's start with attention. Social media platforms are designed to be fast, addictive, and constantly changing. Apps like TikTok and Instagram Reels use short-form videos that trigger quick bursts of dopamine, which keeps users engaged longer and coming back more often. According to Tristan Harris from the Center of Humane Technology, these platforms are intentionally built to capture and hold attention using endless scrolling and algorithm-driven content. Over time, this affects how we focus. Many people find it harder to concentrate on longer tasks like reading, studying, or even having conversations without checking their phones. It's not just a personal issue. It's a design feature built into the technology itself. Now let's talk about mental health. One major impact of social media is comparison. We constantly see curated highlight reels of people's lives, success, vacations, relationships, appearances, but rarely the full reality behind those posts. Psychologists refer to this as social comparison theory, where people evaluate their own lives based on what they see in others. This can lead to feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, and low self-esteem. In a report from the American Psychological Association, research shows that heavy social media use is linked to increased feelings of loneliness and depression, especially among teens and young adults. There's also validation. Likes, comments, and shares can start to feel like measures of personal worth, even though they're not designed for that purpose. Finally, communication. Social media has made it easier than ever to stay connected. We can message people instantly and communicate across long distances in seconds. But according to MIT researcher Sherry Turkle, digital communication can sometimes replace deeper face-to-face conversations, leading to what she calls being alone together. Instead of full conversations, we often rely on short messages, emojis, or reactions. While efficient, this can reduce emotional depth and make communication feel less personal. Even in real life, some people struggle with deeper conversations because they are used to fast screen-based interactions. So, you may be asking, what does all of this mean? Social media is not inherently good or bad. It's a tool, but it is a powerful one that influences how we think, feel, and connect with others. Being aware of how it affects attention, mental health, and communication is the first step toward using it more intentionally instead of letting it control us. As Tristan Harris argues, the goal is not necessarily to quit social media, but to understand and reshape our relationship with it. At the end of the day, the question isn't whether social media is changing us, it's whether we're paying attention to how much it already has. To wrap things up, social media has a real impact on how we think and function every day. It affects our attention by training us to expect constant stimulation and fast content. It impacts mental health by increasing comparison and sometimes lowering self-esteem through curated highlight reels. And it changes communication by making it faster and more convenient, but often less personal. Even though social media isn't completely negative, it's important to understand how strongly it influences our behavior so we can use it more intentionally instead of passively. This podcast is produced by New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by Nicholas Lee. Special thank you to anyone who supported me doing the project, including classmates who gave me feedback on all my discussion posts and my professor for guidance and direction. My name is Nicholas Lee, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in less than 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about social media's impact on attention, mental health, and communication. Bye for now.